Rainforests produce 20% of the oxygen we breathe on our planet, and 80% of the foods we eat originally came from rainforests. It's no wonder that humans are slowly but steadily realizing the need for drastic reforestation efforts before one of the world's greatest resources disappears. Rainforests are in need of human help, but there is a bird that has been doing its part to plant new trees long before we were, albeit in a messy way. Gubby, Kusla and Caro are on their way to meet the magnificent toucan and learn about its intelligence and important role in the ecosystem.
Oh, look at his eyes. I can't believe it.
Later, they enter a miniature rainforest and come face to face with the animal Kusla fears the most.
Oh, look, you have one over there.
Oh, it's hiding.
Oh, it's hiding. It's awake.
It's been a few years since we've traveled together. There's still so much yet to be discovered.
Human beings can be so cruel towards so many animals.
When you have the opportunity to look into their eyes, to know their stories.
Animals that are rescued here can be released into the wild again, where they're really meant to live. I hope people get inspired and treat animals with more care and respect.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a wildlife photographer? To have the chance to take in all the magnificent and even bizarre personalities of nature without harming it or affecting its habitat? That's exactly what Henry Stober, one of our Animal Encounters photographers, gets to do every day.
There really is no way to describe the exact feeling I have to be able to go out in nature. The animal kingdom has such an amazing effect on my life.
It's that same fascination with animals that drives some people to capture and keep exotic animals as pets. Too often, it leads to animal abuse, suffering, and the threat of extinction. So how can humans enjoy getting close to wildlife without hurting it? La Paz Waterfall Gardens hopes to offer visitors one possible solution by introducing them to their rescued toucans. Here, visitors can meet, observe, and even feed toucans in the spacious aviary these birds call home. That's exactly what our three adventurers, Gubby, Kusla, and Caro, have come to do today.
Wow, this is such a beautiful bird. What's the name of the toucan?
This toucan is called black mandible toucan. Black mandible. It's the largest species of toucan.
Oh, it's the largest.
Yeah, it's the largest species.
Wow. Yeah. I couldn't believe I'll be able to be so close to a toucan.
Yeah.
Oh, they're lovely. So how many species do you have?
Yeah, we have two species in here. We have the rainbow one, the rainbow toucan, and also we have this one.
Worldwide, there are 40 different species of toucans, and Costa Rica is home to 6 of them. These beautiful birds come in a wide variety of sizes and colors. They all possess large, intimidating beaks, which are actually very lightweight and filled with air pockets. When it gets very hot, toucans have the ability to allow more blood to circulate through their beak in order to cool it down.
So what do you feed them? And what do they eat?
I feed these animals mice. Sometimes the little ones, pinky mice. And also, yeah. The little ones, pinky, right? They eat meat. They eat insects.
I thought they're vegetarians.
They are omnivorous. They eat fruits and also they eat meat.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. They eat insects. They catch the insects from the bromelias. They put the chunks inside the bromelias, catch one or two froggies or little worms or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, and they catch it and eat it.
Oh. So they have a long tongue?
Yeah, they have a long tongue. It's like a feather. It's like a very, very thin feather.
Because of the way they eat, toucans are one of the great seed dispersers of the rainforest. These birds eat by tossing food up in the air and catching it in their beaks. It's a messy and funny process because toucans don't always catch what they throw. Their loss is a blessing to the forest as they drop fruit-containing seeds everywhere. When toucans do catch their food, they catch it in the back of their throat and gulp it down. This means that they swallow many seeds whole, including larger seeds that most birds can't. The fruit gets digested, but the seeds come out whole and ready to grow. Smithsonian scientists studying the movements of toucans use GPS trackers to find out just how far these seeds go. They discovered that, since toucans are such energetic birds, they can drop the seeds up to 200 meters from the host tree.
And I recall seeing smaller ones.
The smaller ones, maybe you saw the green ones, right? You saw maybe the green ones or the colorful ones, little ones.
Mm-hmm.
Those are aracaris, are other species toucans.
Yeah.
With different names.
Because
aracaris.
I can't remember in my life seeing so big, maybe because I used to see so far away and was just a glimpse and disappear, gone. Yeah.
But you didn't catch them from the wild, right?
No. The animals here, whole animals in this park, are confiscated by the Costa Rican government, and they bring the animals to here, give you us, and we take care of the animals for the rest of their life. We never release one of those animals in the wild because they don't know how to survive. They die. We try to raise the animals here in captivity. But most of the animals here are males. That's the problem. Males are more colorful.
The illegal pet trade favors males of many species because they are often more colorful, or in the case of toucans, more vocal. Of course, these sounds and colors aren't merely for human enjoyment. Toucans and many other animals use sound and color to warn each other of danger and to attract suitable mates. Toucans like to flock in groups of five or six and build their nests in tree holes left behind by other animals. Their small wings don't allow them to fly very far, so toucans prefer hopping along from branch to branch.
How old is he?
Okay, him is 6 years old.
Okay.
Right? And depends on the toucans here. Some are very old and other ones are very young.
Okay.
See? And it's your turn, right?
Yeah, do you want to hold it?
How? Like this?
Just like that. Okay.
He wants a treat.
He's quite heavy.
He's a food. Yeah. It's very heavy. Eat a lot of fruits.
Yeah.
Well taken care of.
Eat a lot of fruits.
Sorry, there's like the touching.
I have mixed feelings about this. We've done research so we know these toucans have been rescued from the pet trade and cannot be released back into the wild because of their previous contact with humans. So it is nice that we have the chance to get so close and see the toucan personality here at La Paz. On the other hand, I wouldn't want someone to see me holding a toucan and think that they make a great pet. They are beautiful, but also messy and loud, and they need a lot of space to fly around. What they have here at La Paz would be impossible in someone's backyard. So I'm very happy I got the chance here to watch them so close. How nice it must have been in the Garden of Eden when humans interacted with toucans without hurting them.
So why do they have like their beak is kind of like a zigzag in the...
Sometimes they put the bills between the branches and they move back and forth like this because they need to chirpen bills, the chirping bills with the branches.
Mm-hmm.
And
hi there.
Can I touch him?
Yeah, do it. Very gentle.
Look at his eyes. I can't believe it. Amazing.
You know how long they live?
No.
The toucans?
No.
Around 15 years.
15?
One far.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shame. So short life to be so beautiful. Stunningly beautiful.
Mm. Look at the blue legs.
I think it's the most beautiful bird I've ever seen, ever.
It was such a special moment. I wouldn't have expected it. I think it was the eyes. It really got me. So beautiful. And the feathers. It just moved right to my heart. I don't know why. And I just think, how much fun God must have had to create those animals, birds like that, with so many different colors and different shapes. It's just very inspiring.
When I was coming with the girls, I was the most excited about just to see a toucan. Growing up, I never saw a toucan too close, maybe very far in a tree. Then you look and you say, I think it's a toucan. Then it's gone. So I saw in the pictures that we could be able to see it close. Then I managed to see it close. And it was special. And that moment, I told myself, I couldn't even go home now.
Whatever your views on conservation or animal rights, you are more likely to support killing wildlife when you're afraid. That's what researchers at the University of Arizona concluded after priming people with frightening subliminal messaging and recording their views about conservation. That means rainforest natives like this one don't stand a chance. Or do they? He's packed with poison, and Kassler, one of our three adventurers, knows it.
If you see a colorful frog, I don't know, yellow, orange, or you just don't touch.
Despite that, Gabi, Kassler, and Caro are determined to take a closer look at frogs, including their vital role in the rainforest. One of the goals of La Paz Waterfall Gardens in Costa Rica is to help visitors get close encounters with some very misunderstood animals. They've created a miniature rainforest called a ranarium, which is a place to keep and breed frogs. Gabi and Caro are stepping inside to learn more about some of the rainforest's slimy residents. But they may have to do so without Kassler.
No, I'm not gonna go. No, I'm not gonna go. I'm afraid. I don't touch frogs. I don't get closer to frogs. Let them do their frog thing. I'm gonna wait for them outside. It's okay.
So, John, this is a lovely noise in here. What are we seeing here?
It's the food for the frogs. Oh. This is the frog exhibit.
Okay, I don't see a frog.
You have one. Over there.
Okay.
Look.
Oh, it's hiding.
Oh, it's hiding. It's awake. This is a male red-eyed tree frog. Look at the colors. It's orange feet, red and black eyes. The blue.
The blue.
Oh, make a pee on my hand. Look. Oh, come on. The blue, purple, and yellow again. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Perfect.
He's exploring. I'm a tree. He thinks that I'm a tree.
Yeah,
a
believe that.
Tree.
Oh, it was such a unique moment with the frog on the hand. But when it actually jumped in my face, it was awesome. I think the guy was afraid I would kind of freak out, which I didn't. I'd only seen pictures of this frog, you know, as it is connected with Costa Rica. And to actually see it, and then it jumped on me. It was awesome. I love frogs.
The frog?
Oh. Is it?
It's here.
Climbing?
You want to hold it?
Yeah.
All right. Put your hands. The back.
Okay.
Yeah. This. Excellent.
Oh, she's so soft.
It is so perfect. I mean, my heart is beating so fast just to have the little frog in here and feeling her perfect skin so soft. It was a wonderful moment.
Some of the tree frogs are poisonous, right?
The poisonous ones are very little and colorful. This one is colorful, and the size is medium size, no poison. The little ones, those frogs stay on the ground, are poisonous. This frog is different because they stay on the leaf or under the leaf because they have suction cups. Look at this. Look, well, don't want to come with me. Look. Look, look at the suction cups. Look.
So it climbs up the tree.
When they're mating, the female carries the male on top. And when she's ready, she lays eggs under the leaf, and the male frog fertilizes the eggs at the same time.
Not in the water or anything?
Never in the water. The tree frog lays eggs under the leaf, lays around 200 eggs, and the male frog fertilizes the eggs at the same time.
200?
In 10 days, 200.
Wow, and how many of those survive? I mean, the
1%.
Only
1% of them survive in the water.
Oh, so that means when the tadpoles come out of the egg, they go to the water.
That's the idea. That's why the female lays eggs under the leaf, close to the water, near to the water.
Yeah. And they just drop down.
They drop in the water when it's rainy. Because when it's rainy, the water drops, move the leaf like this.
Clever.
And the tadpole, they know it's the time for jump.
Yeah.
It's the time for fall in the water. Because when it's rainy, the water drops, fall in the water, and the fish, they don't know which one is the water drop or which one is the tadpole.
So it's the perfect time for them.
Yeah, perfect time for them.
So the fish eat tadpoles as well?
The fish eat the tadpoles.
That's why
and they eat each other.
Too.
Frogs may be most famous for their dramatic metamorphosis, from swimming tadpole to four-legged amphibian. But many people don't know how much they contribute to the health of the forest. Even as little tadpoles, they eat lots of algae, keeping streams and rivers clean. As adults, frogs help keep the insect populations under control. Humans can be especially grateful because one of their favorite foods is mosquitoes.
She eats crickets or?
Yeah, we have so many crickets in this room. And at night, the frogs awake and they hear the crickets, looking for the crickets and catch it with the long tongues, put in the mouth, and you swallow whole thing.
Oh, so in the day they are sleeping?
Daytime sleeping on the leaf or under the leaf.
Tree frogs, meaning they actually live in the trees, not on the ground?
No, not on the ground, just under the leaf or on the leaf. They sleeping, resting all day long, and at night are very active. At night they eating crickets, mosquitoes, worms, and also mating. When it's the rainy season, so many frogs, so many males. Frogs attract females by the whistles, by the noises, and the females always choose which one male frog is good singer. And good singer male frogs attract so many females.
Frogs are masters of change, adapting to their environment. Some species can even change color to camouflage with their surroundings and avoid predators. Frogs that are nocturnal, like this tree frog, change the shape of their eyes in order to see better at night.
What is the thing that has...
Okay, can we move the nocturnal frogs...
I'm moving it.
Okay, just make sure... I don't want to get too close.
The nocturnal frogs, they have elliptical eye pupils. You see this, froggy? Elliptical eye pupils. And the nocturnal frogs, they show whole red eye just during the night.
Wow.
The pupil is round. Like me. Like you.
Was
happy.
That enough frog for the day?
No.
I'm sweating.
It is wonderful. Hello there. So how long do they live as a frog?
They live for around 5 years.
Oh, wow.
5 years.
5 years? That's so long for a frog. I'm sorry.
frog's environment is vital due to the ways they take in oxygen. As tadpoles, they breathe with gills, like fish. As adults, their nostrils deliver air to their lungs, like humans. But frogs also absorb oxygen through their skin, and they have to keep that skin moist to avoid suffocating. It's why the rainforest is the perfect home.
Okay, my heart is beating too fast. I can't stay here longer.
That's all right, Cassie. You don't have to.
Can I go?
But I think it's very brave of you to have had a look.
I just wanted to make sure you guys are okay.
Yeah. We are. More
As
than
a good
that.
Friend, I wanted to make sure you're alive.
Why are you so afraid of frogs? They're so tiny.
Growing up in Rondônia, in the north of Brazil where I grew up, there were quite a few of like poisonous frogs. So we'll go to the field and pick some fruit. And my grandmother will say, if you see a colorful frog, you just don't touch it. You run for your life. Because it might be poisonous, because she couldn't be with us to tell us which one is poisonous, which one is not. And it might like burn your skin or I don't know. I can't remember what might do to your skin, a poisonous one. What can it do?
It depends on the frog species. Eat different poisonous insects. For example, the blue jeans or the army, the commando frogs, eat poisonous insects and then they sweat the toxin.
Okay. And it's not that the frog is...
They don't have glands, they don't produce toxins.
Uh-huh. But they get from other insects.
They get the toxin from the insects, from the poison insects. In this case, this kind of frog, it eat fruit flies, crickets, mosquitoes, and worms. That frog never eat nothing poisonous.
Okay.
It's colorful, I know, but they use the aposematic colors for to keep away whole animals.
Okay, I'm happy with all the explanation. I've learned a lot for today, and for my heart was enough frogs.
Yeah, it's safer.
I couldn't understand why she was so afraid of frogs because they're so tiny. When she explained how she grew up with the fear of frogs and of poisonous frogs especially, I think it's rooted so deeply in her thoughts and her feelings that she cannot erase it. So I think it was very brave that she actually entered the room with the frogs.
I admire Kassela because so many times we tend to destroy what we don't understand. I think that's why so many species get endangered or extinct. Either we don't see how vitally they are needed, or we are afraid of them. But Kassela decided to learn more about this animal, even though she was afraid. And I think if we all had more of that spirit, we could save some of the creatures we've been destroying.